Welcome. This is American Public Media's Future Tense, Public Radio's daily journal of the digital age. Microsoft shuts down a Chinese blog with sensitive content. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Microsoft has shut down the internet journal of a Chinese blogger that discussed politically sensitive issues, such as China's relationship with Taiwan. Microsoft says its weblog hosting service shut down the blog at the Chinese government's request. A spokesman for Microsoft's MSN Online division says the company has to comply with global laws as well as local laws and norms. The censorship move was first publicized by Rebecca McKinnon, a former Beijing bureau chief for CNN and current researcher at Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society.
It's clear from the way in which the blog was removed that it was done from the inside. In other words, it was done on the MSN server that either the content was erased or it was moved somewhere so that it was rendered inaccessible. This is not a situation that you often get in China where the government will just block a page, but then you can get around the block. If that had happened, we'd still be able to access his blog from outside of China here in the U.S., but we can't. When we go to his blog from the U.S., it's the same error message saying space not available. And so this indicates that the action has been taken inside MSN spaces.
What reasons do companies like Microsoft, who operate in China, have for sort of not wanting to run afoul of the Chinese government?
Well, their argument is that they have to do this in order to do business in China. Not very long ago, Yahoo handed over the user information of a Chinese journalist to the police and resulted in this man receiving a very long jail sentence for sending an email that would be the normal political right of anybody who is not living in a dictatorship. But Yahoo justified this by saying, well, they had to comply with Chinese law. And so you have this situation now where American companies and other Western multinational technology companies that are doing business in China are having to play by the Chinese rules in order, they argue, to have a presence there. And so with Microsoft Spaces, for instance, if they did not carry out political censorship of their service, then the entire service would be blocked. In other words, you wouldn't be able to read it, any of the MSN Spaces blogs from within China, unless you know how to use something called a proxy server, which is somewhat technical and kind of a minority of internet users in China know how to do that. So it would basically mean that MSN Spaces could not have a Chinese language service of any meaningful size without conducting censorship. So it is definitely a dilemma. The question is there some business that's not worth doing?
Rebecca McKinnon is a researcher at Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.